morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, John Barrasso's leadership style. Number two, what Republicans are saying about Trump's immunity claim. And number three, Act Blue donations surge in the first quarter. Let's get into it. I am just back from New York, where I was at Columbia University, my alma mater of sorts. I went to journalism school there. Mike Johnson was speaking about the protests yesterday in Morningside Heights. He said effectively that the National Guard might need to be called in to break up the protests, which are have dragged into it's a multi-day event at Columbia. He met with the president of Columbia, and he later called on her to resign yesterday morning on the Hugh Hewitt show. And then yesterday standing on the steps of Low Library in New York. So an interesting day for Mike Johnson. He was shouted down kind of, or not shouted down because he continued to speak, but he was heckled during his remarks yesterday. Now let's get into the top story of in Punch Bowl News this morning. This is about Senate Republican Conference Chair John Barrasso, who was the only member of the GOP leadership to vote against the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan on Tuesday. A familiar position for Barrasso, who has found himself standing alone in Republican leadership a lot this Congress. He has opposed nearly all the big ticket items that Mitch McConnell and top Republicans have tried to shepherd through the chamber, including the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which raised the debt limit and set spending levels for a couple of years, the 2024 appropriations bills. And Barrasso also publicly panned the bipartisan border deal that McConnell wanted to pass alongside foreign aid and a number of other items earlier this year. Barrasso is running for whip in that position. He's going to have to convince people to vote for legislation. And that is an interesting position when you're standing alone. Now, the dynamics, of course, will change in the Senate, perhaps. The Senate Republicans might be in the majority. But Barrasso, who is 71, represents an increasingly hardline faction of the Senate Republican Conference. The group, which has definitely grown in recent years, is demanding a bigger say in what happens in the conference and less cooperation with Democrats. They're more populist and purist, similar to the Republican base, and they're seeking a complete overhaul of the way the conference does business. Barrasso, to be honest, is, of course, one of the three Johns, and one that has locked up his leadership role next Congress. And listen, as I said before, we have to imagine that his it's easy to be in the minority in the number three position in the Republican leadership. It's a little bit different if you're in the majority and you're the number two member in the leadership. I think those are two very different roles that Barrasso is going to have to adjust to. A great top this morning by Andrew DiSiderio and John Bresnahan. Number two story of the morning, what Republicans are saying about Trump's immunity claim. Donald Trump's lawyers will try to convince the Supreme Court today that he should be immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is a very big day for Donald Trump's legal fortunes. And Republicans are not eager to weigh in. Check this out. This is by Dave Clark, an editor at Punch Bowl News, one of our top editors, who turned this item around in a very impressive way. Ted Cruz said, that's a question the court will decide. John Cornyn said, I'm going to rely on the court. Tom Tillis said he could see arguments for and against the immunity discussion. And John Kennedy said, this is a complicated question. An interesting item that shows that Republicans want some distance from this argument, want some distance from the discussion of immunity, which is, again, as John Kennedy said, a very complicated question for the court and for politicians more broadly. Number three story of the morning, Act Blue donations surge in quarter one. Democratic donors gave a total of $151 million to House and Senate races through Act Blue. Compared to the first quarter of 2020, Act Blue donors gave 20% more to Senate races in Q1 2024, and donations to House races in the first quarter of 2024 grew by 29% compared to 4 years ago. Act Blue processed over 10.7 million contributions in the first quarter, totaling $460 million. The average ActBlue donation was $42.73. More than 2.4 million donors gave to ActBlue in quarter one. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.